Guten Tag, Vankas. Producer Jenny here to introduce a killer Patreon teaser episode. If you want to listen to that full episode, get that full, fat, delish Patreon app about Nikita Mazepin's unhinged 2022, then you can go to patreon.com/trfpod. And not only will you find that, but you will also find past episodes we've done. We covered Fernando season 2 on Amazon, Driver's Red Flags, the Driver's BDE ranking. Okay, that is an iconic episode. So head there for $5 a month. That's where our tiers start. $5 a month, okay? That's a bagel order at a bougie bagel place. That's a complicated coffee order, you know, with a few extra pumps of something. All right. If you give up one of those a month, you will be sustained with unbelievable content, such lull-worthy content. Also, if you maybe want to kick it up a notch, go to $10 a month. You'll get that and a live Q&A session every month with Brian and Matt, plus a weekly newsletter written by yours truly. And I really, really get into the nitty gritty details of the social media world of F1. So I will say it's a must read. Anyway, enjoy this teaser. I definitely know you will. And if you want to hear the rest of our perfect content, then you can head over to patreon.com/trfpod. There's a lot of fun info. If you didn't think we could cover Nikita's past year, you are wrong. We have like an hour, 15 minutes of that. So, enjoy this teaser and I hope you head over to the Patreon and check out what's over there. All right. Love you, Vankas.
What's up, Vanka?
Hello, Vankas.
How's everybody doing? I'm doing great. I don't actually care how you guys are doing because I'm really excited about this episode. I think this might be the best episode we've ever done. I mean, where else are you going to get a Nikita Mazepin deep dive?
Yeah.
It's what everybody wants.
It's listen, you didn't think you wanted it, but you need it.
Well, because we completely forgot about him, and then he showed up in the most glorious way, and you're like, wait, what the fuck has... Because... It's been a bookend because his career ended and he just said the most insane thing. And now he's back. Well, and he did this whole eat, pray, love thing.
Yeah.
Where he's like, and then he's, well, we're going to get into it.
Well, we weren't planning on, it was like, we realized that we didn't have a chance to talk about his Instagram post, which if you're unaware of what the Instagram post that he did, he wrote this like, five stages of grief advice.
Yes.
To
people who don't need his advice at all.
Yeah. To Seb, to Danny Rick, to Nick. Nick and Mick.
Nick
all the
and
guys
Mick.
All the guys leaving F1, he was like, "Boys, listen to me. Like I've seen some shit, okay?"
Yeah.
And like we realized we didn't get a chance to talk about it at the live show or in any of their episodes. And then we were like, "Wait, Why would we cram this into another episode? Nikita needs his own goddamn episode."
He had a whole here's the thing. He had his own spinoff series.
Mm-hmm.
Like you had F1,
right,
and then you had the Nikita spinoff.
Yeah.
Like you have like Friends, and then there's Joey. He's Joey, right?
Yeah.
It was this whole other shitty journey,
right?
And it was incredible. And so, I think what we should do is we should start with this statement.
Yes.
And we're going to Tarantino it, and we're going to go back. And we're going to look at his five stages of grief, mm-hmm. his whole process, because it seems like he did this like whole eat, pray, love thing.
Yeah.
This douchey eat, pray, love. And I got to say,
yeah.
I came to it when I went through we went through his Instagram, and I did some research. Jenny did a lot of research, and Brian, you know, is here too. And I got to say, Nikita Mazepin,
mm-hmm.
damn, this is a TikTok, but who cares? Nikita Mazepin is basically the best John Wick, like, henchman's son.
Yes.
Like, Everything he does
yeah.
is straight up like from a John Wick movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah,
when
yeah,
you go
yeah.
through his when you look at him, he is the son. Like so in the mm-hmm. original, there's the son who is played by Theon Greyjoy who kills John Wick's dog and like kicks this whole thing off.
Yeah.
Nikita Mazepin is better than right. Alfie Allen Jenny yeah. says. Nikita Mazepin, it would have been a much better casting choice
yeah.
than Alfie. Alfie Allen was good, but Nikita right. Mazepin is that guy.
Totally. He's real life that guy.
And all the things that he's doing in yeah. his Instagram throughout his life
right.
is like a mission from John Wick. Like John Wick, like yeah. every set that he, everything that he's doing is like yeah. a set that, out of John Wick, where John Wick has to go to kill people.
Right, right, right.
It's so crazy.
It's so true.
I'm taking notes here of like, for me, I'm like, oh, this would be a great set piece for an action movie.
I know, people see that in the movies and they're like, come on, that's not real. And you're like, no, that's, the only thing that's not real is Keanu Reeves isn't like coming in to murder everyone. But the rest of it's pretty accurate.
I mean, I wish Keanu Reeves would come in there and just start shooting people. I'm waiting for John Wick to just come in,
I mean, couldn't you see Alfie Allen in that movie, like, DJ? Like, he's, like, DJing a party.
Absolutely.
And John Wick's just making his way through the crowd and, like, slow and stabbing people.
Yes.
and Nikita's just like, like, yeah, this is awesome.
And he's got the headphones in and he can't hear.
Yeah, exactly.
If you haven't seen John Wick, think of me. There's one where he's in the hot tub with all the girls. Uh-huh. I'll never... And there's everything's red. Because here's the thing about John Wick is every set is like super modern and new
yeah.
or super dusty and old.
Yeah.
There's nothing in the middle. Everything's like tilted.
Right, right.
And that's
right.
basically, or European as fuck.
Right.
Or, you know, or urban
and like
as fuck.
And it's like, yeah, or like, and it's neon. Like, and it's like Eastern Europe. It's Eastern Europe.
It's all Russian.
It's all, yeah, it's not like, it's not like, plus it's not like English yeah or, there's, no know, wood.
There's no wood it's
concrete
yeah
it's
concrete Eastern block
with,
and neon
yeah.
and just
it's concrete with,
and
with
reds
yeah.
and blues
yeah, yeah, yeah. And plush like carpets
yes it's amazing anyway so we're okay.
I mean look at this picture and tell me that's not from a John Wick.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
a big. If you go to his Instagram, it's him.
Yeah,
DJing.
Guys, get your Instagram up while you're.
Get
looking
your Instagram.
Through.
Get your we're IG
gonna, this
up.
Is, yeah. Anyway, so let's start from the end.
Yes.
Because we're masterful storytellers, we're gonna right. then back it up.
Perfect.
So it starts with him, and he's shaved his head.
Yeah.
He's got these wild, like Gen Z glasses on.
Yeah.
And he's looking. He's out here. His head shape has never been normal, but with the with the shaved head, it's really accentuated.
Right, right.
Like I would never shave my head because who knows what my head shape actually looks like.
Right,
it's a risk.
Right, right.
It's
yeah,
a real
yeah,
risk
yeah, yeah,
to
yeah,
shave
yeah.
your head like that.
You got it's like most people's heads are like lumpy. And
yeah,
like
yeah, 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 yeah. It's a like we already knew his head was weird, and he's out here looking like an evil Dilbert with those glasses on. Like he has the head structure of Dilbert. And
yeah.
he's like leaning forward on the track, and he's just like you or me,
yeah.
just he's just one of us now, you know.
Dilbert is so good.
He's out here like an evil Dilbert, and he's at Abu Dhabi,
yeah,
like a normal guy in Abu Dhabi,
yeah.
At this week, and he writes this in his in the comment and not in the writing part of the picture.
Yeah,
he goes. At this weekend's F1 race in Abu Dhabi, nice to be here as a guest and see old friends. Got me thinking about some words of wisdom I can share with Seb, Daniel, Nikki, and Mick as they get ready to move on. So here's what awaits you in the five stages of departing the stable. ... Stage one, denial. You will find yourself driving circles around your apartment building. Don't make the mistake I made. Turn on your stopwatch. It's entirely possible that another F1 team will be interested in your results. You won't have to endure the next four stages. Okay, so a little
yeah.
attempt at humor there.
Right, but what's he like? Okay. What's he saying with that? That he actually like drove around his apartment complex? I mean, I guess it's like he probably, it's like, who's going to tell him not to? His dad's a fucking oligarch.
Well, there's actually a part in John Wick where John Wick's like really mad and he's like driving around an air hangar.
Kind of like Lewis
Hamilton did in
right,
Japan.
Right.
He's literally, so maybe he's just doing anger driving.
And so he's saying, and then he's like, which I get, but then he.
So it's an attempt at humor here.
Right.
Where he's like, if he like does some record around like the Soviet block apartments or wherever
right,
the fuck.
Right,
no, he lives in some compound.
Yeah.
He lives in some evil John Wick compound.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of thing. That if he's like, if he puts in a record lap, I guess, that he could get scouted.
Right.
Even though the F1 teams have had a real good look at him already.
I mean, it's clearly a joke. But it's so bizarre. I mean, it's so bizarre to think about him, like, writing this. Like, on his phone, writing it out.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay, so that's
stage
one.
And he did this. Like, he didn't have someone else.
Yeah, no one on the team was like, yeah, definitely post this. Yeah. Let me help edit it for you.
Stage two, anger. You blame everyone but yourself for having to leave F1, particularly the Drive to Survive film crew. You watch as the races obsessively and yell at the screen. I'm sorry. Did the Drive to Survive crew like make you spin on every race?
Yeah. They made him look good,
also,
honestly.
Honestly, you were worse than Drive to Survive when you tagged yourself groping a woman. You know, like that was you.
Yeah, you did that, babe.
You did that.
Also, Drive to Survive made him look cool.
Oh yeah, that was the coolest when he's like in Russia working out and he talks about the Russian clouds.
Yeah.
They got him in Sochi.
Yeah. Drive to Survive made him look like he was a professional athlete, which he never was.
Which was a masterstroke in filmmaking.
Yeah.
Stage three.
Yes.
Bargaining. You hold a press conference where you put on a brave face and thank the team principal who fired you in hopes that your cheerful smile and natural charm will get you a seat with a new team. I mean, that guy, he natural charm. He has the head of like a Minz Tic Tac and like, he's great.
Well, this is like an interesting look into the psychology of someone in that position, though, where you like, he's like, he thought that if he handled his exit graciously, that someone would want him, which is obviously insane. Because,
well, it gives us, like, every villain is a hero of their own story.
Right.
And it's like, we talk about the James Corden thing where it's like, we've talked about this before, where it's like, does he not realize that if he's, like, mean to waitstaff,
right,
like, that could come back to bite him? Like, even if he doesn't care. Like, even if he's not a nice person.
Mm-hmm.
And he's only thinking in terms of self-preservation.
Right.
Like, shouldn't he just be a huge tipper?
Yeah.
Like, I heard, was it you that told me the story where, like someone was out with a famous actor and they were, like, going to split the check? I don't know if it was, like, Sandra Bullock or someone like that. And Sandra Bullock was like, I need to pay the tip. Or
someone was like, because
she wanted to leave a big tip. I was like, obviously she's generous, but she doesn't want anybody out there. Like, she doesn't want that out in the world.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's Sandra Bullock or someone like that. Or it's like,
right.
A friend of mine was like, she wants to pay the tip. She wants to leave a big tip. She doesn't want it out in the world that she left. Because if she splits it and like somebody doesn't leave and someone leaves 18%.
She's like,
Sandra Bullock's party left 18%. It's like,
I'm leaving
a good tip.
Yeah.
Everyone, this waiter is going to say Sandra Bullock left a good tip.
Because
not only is she nice and generous, but she's smart.
Yeah.
She wants that out in the world.
And
it's beyond just being a nice person. Like James Corden, but it's like if he probably thinks that like, no, they were so wrong and I am like being put upon.
Yeah.
Like when you're in this headspace, and that's how he thinks in some ways, where it's like he's being put upon. And like he's being heroic. It's like when the narcissism is that deep.
Right.
And you're such a victim.
there's also a degree of it with him where it's probably something along the lines of like, this is how I get respect. Like, I have to be mean in order to be like respected.
Right. I mean, there's that great moment in with Gunther Steiner, mm-hmm. where he's like, you don't have to yell at everybody.
Right.
And then he actually says, but then they're going to think I'm a pussy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, this is mm-hmm. how I thought when I was in sixth grade.
Right.
It's like, no, they're not going to think. And then Gunther's like, they're not going to think I'm a pussy.
I know.
Hearing Gunther explain toxic. Gunther being the non-toxic one in that conversation was wild.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
wait, should we go? So he just talked about his, you know, retirement. I mean, retirement, LOL.
I'm not done.
Are we gonna go through the whole thing?
There's only two more stages.
Right. I thought we were gonna Pulp Fiction this.
Oh, you don't want to go through the whole statement and then Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, it's not really Pulp Fiction, is it?
Oh, I thought we'd go through the whole statement.
Okay.
Then take it back. Oh, okay. or we could. Okay.
Then
okay.
Like,
Let's do it your way.
Okay. So let's go to the.
Let's go to the beginning.
Yeah. Let's go, start from. Let's go back to the beginning.
So stage one, denial. Let's. I fucked this up. You're right. This is the way to do it. So stage one, denial. So where in his Instagram journey was denial? And I think it was when he says. This is definitely the denial part. If we go down to the white grid,
uh-huh.
where he says, to my fans, and this was February 25th,
yep.
where he says, to my fans and followers, it's a difficult time and I am not in control over a lot of what is being said and done. I choose to focus on what I can control by working hard and doing my best for my Haas F1 team. My deepest thanks for your understanding and support. So this is definitely denial.
Yeah. I mean, his whole life is degrees of denial.
But this was his just keep swimming. Like,
right.
You know, maybe this is all going to be like mm-hmm. fine.
Right. I mean, denial is also him like starting this foundation. Thinking that he's going to get a seat in F1.
No, dude. He's not even there yet, dude. Then right after that.
Yeah.
March 2nd, he starts mm-hmm. a foundation for kids with cerebral palsy.
Mm-hmm.
So you look at that.
Oh, I didn't know he did that.
Just scroll to the left.
Oh, okay.
There's a video of him.
The motor club? Oh, yeah. Oh, I see. Interesting.
Yeah.
Today is a very special day for me, so I'd like to share a new project I launched earlier this week, which is very dear to my heart. So he started that week. Together with these three organizations.
I mean, he was probably planning that for a bit.
Right. We held the grand opening of the Formula for Freedom Karting Club for children and adults with cerebral palsy. Moving is living. If you'd like to support this project, which provides free instruction and facilities to amateur drivers with motor disabilities, please click the link in the bio. I mean, that's objectively sick. I mean, that's an objective, like objectively good, great thing to do. Nicholas Hamilton hearted it. Nicholas Hamilton, Lewis's brother, if you don't know,
has physical
disabilities.
And
competes. But it's an interesting. He's a fascinating young man, isn't he? This Nikita Mazepin.
I'm not going to touch that one with a 10-foot pole.
Right. Of course.
That's
not what we're here. That's not what we're really here to do.
But then there's the white grid and then there's the black grid.
Right. So then, I mean, he talks about
March 5th.
This is when shit gets good.
He says, dear fans and followers, I am very disappointed to hear that my F1 contract has been terminated. Well, I understand the difficulties, you know, with the war in Ukraine and all. The ruling from FIA plus my ongoing willingness to accept the conditions proposed in order to continue were completely ignored and no process was followed in this unilateral step. To those who have tried to understand, my eternal thanks. I have treasured my time in F1 and genuinely hope we can all be together in better times. I will have more to say in the coming days, Nikita. prayer hands.
Yeah. So this is around the time that he was, yeah, he was talking about like putting on a good face. So were all the Russian drivers like is Daniel Kvyat like not allowed to, is he out too?
No. He's racing in some series.
Yeah.
Robert Schwartzman.
Mm-hmm.
I think he has Israeli citizenship too.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think, Brian, if Charles Leclerc was from Russia,
yeah,
I think they'd be able to work something out.
Yeah.
If Max Verstappen was from Russia,
yeah,
they would work around this issue.
Yeah.
I don't think it has anything to do. I think it's a hiccup.
Yeah.
I think if Yuki Tsunoda was from Russia, he might have a problem. I think,
right.
If, you know. Obviously Nicholas Latifi, you know, guys on the, you know, who you could take or leave.
Yeah.
But I don't think this is a problem if he's driving the wheels off that car.
Right.
All right, bankers, producer Jenny back again. And if you don't know, I try to sit in on the recordings so I can make notes. And Evil Dilbert had me fucking howling, as well as the whole John Wick bit. So if you want to hear even more stuff like that, head over right now, minimize this tab and go to patreon.com/trfpod. You will not regret it. It's honestly going to be some of the best 5 or 10 or 50. That's an option if you want to be a daddy of the pod that you've ever spent. All right. Love you, Vankas. Auf Wiedersehen. See you on the Patreon.